to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working on improving our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an education and mentoring program for real estate investors, both active and passive. People join us that have never owned any rental real estate before, and people join us that already have 5,000 or more units. We have a group of syndicators or sponsors that you can invest with passively. There's about 20 of them, and they are in apartments, hotels, self-storage. We're getting ready to hopefully sign on a syndicator with assisted living. So we have the most diverse platform for passive investing in the United States, and all of these syndicators have been vetted. I've either known them for 10 or 15 years or more, or they've been in the business for 10, 15 years, and I just vetted them through referrals and things like that. But it's probably one of the safest places to invest passively in the United States based off of my past experience dealing with other passive investor platforms. I'm going to start today by going directly to email questions. I do have some material for today's show, but this is a really important question because it's a what not to do question. And it comes from a member, John, and it's just a simple question about have you ever done any deals based on a subject to? This is also known as a wraparound mortgage. And while I did some of them, I had an almost immediate out within 90 to 120 days. I was refinancing and getting out of the subject two. And the reason is that a subject two or wraparound mortgage can be very dangerous. I don't recommend them at all, except for very sophisticated, experienced investors. Basically, what a subject to or wraparound mortgage does is, let's say that somebody owns a $200,000 house and they only owe $50 on it. You say, look, it's in horrible shape. I'll give you $80 for it. And you write up an owner-financed mortgage for $80,000 that wraps around the $50,000 original mortgage or is subject to the $50,000 mortgage. The problem is this. Inside that mortgage is a due on sale clause. And what the due on sale clause means is that if you sell this property, the entire mortgage becomes due immediately. That's why when you go to closing, they always pay off your mortgage before they sell it to the next person. Due on sale. When you do a wraparound, if the mortgage company finds out you did a subject to or wraparound, they can call that mortgage due on sale because that is a sale. That means the entire $50,000 is due today. See the problem? It's just too risky for new investors. If you don't have an almost guaranteed refi coming up in 90 or 120 days, it's just too risky. The only reason that I was doing them was because I mean, I just feel funny telling you don't do it when I did it and it worked. But again, it was because within 90 to 120 days, I was paying off the mortgage. So even if they had caught me and said, hey, this is due today, I had an out. I had a way to pay them. But if you take a subject to or wraparound mortgage and you don't have the $50,000 to pay it off, you're taking a huge risk. Huge risk. So it is not worth it, in my opinion, to do subject to or wraparound mortgages. The risk is there, and you might get away with it, but you're taking unnecessary risks. You say, well, I got bad credit. Fix your credit. Start keeping your promises. What is credit? It's a credibility report. Are you credible? If you have bad credit, it's because you've done some bad things. Got behind on payments, overextended yourself. You broke your promise. You told somebody you were going to pay them, and you didn't pay them. Could have been a credit card. It could have been a car loan. It could have been a house loan. You made a promise, and you didn't pay them. You lost credibility, and you have bad credit. Your focus, if you've got bad credit, needs to be fixing that, to be credible, to keep your promises. You promise somebody you're going to pay them back, pay them back. Whether it's a credit card, car, house, or personal loan, pay them back. Amazingly, your credit becomes good in a very short period of time. Many people think it takes 7 years to repair your credit, and that's just not true. In my case, I've had bad credit two different times in my life. Two different times in my life, I did stupid stuff. And once I got control of my spending and started paying those credit cards off, they were giving me new credit cards a month later. Not 7 years later, a month later. So instead of taking the risk of subject to and wraparound mortgages, start keeping your promises. Pay your bills. Live within your means and build that credit report. Because I'm telling you, when your credit is perfect, the world is your oyster. It is. Banks bend over backwards to loan you money. The federal government leans over backwards to loan you money. It's incredible having good credit. But don't get behind that fear that, well, it's going to take me 7 years. I can't do deals for 7 years. It's not how it works. Pay those things off. Get them off your credit. And we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEB, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Were you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Hi, this is Steve Davis, and I want to introduce you to my friends at Catalyst Funding. They are a mortgage company built by real estate investors for real estate investors and have helped dozens of my members.
Hi, I'm Wade Como, the CEO of Catalyst Funding. We offer the widest variety of products, including hard money to purchase and repair distressed real estate, and products for cash flowing property. We have a 5-star rating across all platforms. Visit us today at catalystfdg.com/totalwealth. That's catalystfdg.com/totalwealth.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking a little bit about credit repair and how important credit is, that it is a credibility report. Credit is just short for credibility. Are you credible? Do you keep your promises? If you borrow money, do you pay it back? Do you pay it back as agreed? Do you pay the interest? Do you pay the penalty if you're late? It's all about keeping your promises. But I don't want people thinking, you know, it's going to take 7 years. When I ended up with like $70,000 worth of credit card debt and couldn't pay it, I actually worked out a deal with every single one of the credit cards. And I think it was 10 or 15 different credit cards, and paid them off as quickly as I could. I was wholesaling and flipping houses, and I'd send 10 grand to this one, 5 grand to that one, with a small caveat. When I was making the final payment, let's say I owed somebody 10 grand, I'm American Express 10 grand, and I'd already paid 7,500, I would call them up and say, look, I'll write you a check today for the other 2,500 if you agree to remove it from my credit report. They're going to balk, go, no, we can't do that. Yes, they can. They can do anything they want to do. And in every single case, they took it off my credit report. They didn't put a positive there, but they took it off my credit report. So some people are going to go, oh, they can't do that. I'm telling you, they can do anything they want to do. You just got to demand it. And it can't be verbal over the phone. It's got to be in writing. Email them. They send it back to you. Write them the final check. I'm not kidding when I say that, and I'm using American Express for the example. I paid off my American Express, say, March. By June, American Express gave me another credit card, right back in the game. So don't be afraid to address those credit issues. They understand that people get in trouble. They understand that people overspend sometimes. It's the honesty and integrity to go back to them and do everything that you can to pay them off. They recognize that. And this goes for any of your lenders, whether it's relatives, friends. If you want to study this, read The Richest Man in Babylon. That book describes where a guy got really in bad debt, and he went back to each of his creditors and paid them a little bit each month until he paid them off. It shows integrity. It shows credibility, which is what the report is all about. And I'm telling you, you're going to feel incredibly good for doing it. Because when you have bad credit and you know, just come on, let's be honest, almost all the time it's your fault. You know, you can say, well, I got a pay cut. Well, were you the first person on earth to get a pay cut? No. Did you believe you would never get a pay cut? Did you never believe you would ever get fired? People get fired all the time. People get laid off all the time. You've got to spend your money as if that might happen. If you didn't, that's your fault. And when you step up and go to these creditors and set up payment programs and get them paid in full, they recognize who you are as an individual. And the next thing you know, they're extending credit to you again. Then there's some of you that don't believe in credit. Good Lord help you. What are you talking about? That is, I don't use credit. Well, first off, everybody that says that usually has bad credit. That's why they don't use credit. Credit is incredibly important for emergencies, especially for investing, Leverage is the key to building wealth, and you can't leverage these deals if you let your credit go in the toilet. So if you got bad credit, don't get discouraged. Look at it as an opportunity to prove who you are. Get on the phone with your creditors. Don't ask them to set up a payment plan for you, by the way. You tell them, this is how much I can afford to send you every month. And then do like I did. Go make more money. You know, I didn't just have a job to pay that off. I was wholesaling and flipping houses and getting big chunks of money and sending big chunks of money to the creditors. So don't get discouraged, but get a little irritated at yourself. Get motivated and make the changes necessary to get that credit up. Okay, let's go to the next question, also from a member named Steve. We're selling our single family portfolio to invest passively in multifamily. If we sell and reinvest the proceeds immediately, are we exempt from capital gains taxes? Absolutely not. The moment you sell, those taxes are due. Your capital gains taxes. It doesn't matter if you reinvest the money. All that would do is get you in trouble because now you don't have the cash free to pay the taxes. The only thing that will prevent you from paying taxes would be a 1031 exchange or tenants in common. And some of the syndicators will take tenants in common. So Steve, what you got to understand is that first, the moment you sell, capital gains are due. You can't get out of it unless you do a 1031. The challenge with a 1031, Steve, is I bet those homes are in your Social Security number. So that's your tax identification number or TIN. In a 1031 exchange, the TIN has to be the same from the sale to the purchase. So if you sell 10 houses and make $1 million, you owe capital gains on that. But you say, no, I'm going to 1031 it into an apartment complex. That apartment complex would have to be purchased in your Social Security number or TIN, tax identification number, to be a 1031. Challenge. The apartment complexes, storage units, RV parks, they're not in your Social Security number. They're in their LLC's TIN, tax identification number. So what you have to do is a thing called tenants in common. Tenants in common. Then you can sell your 10 houses, make $1 million, and take the whole $1 million and put it into passive investments as a tenant in common, and that is a tax deferred event as well. Now remember, the 1031 and the tenants in common are tax deferred, not tax free. Meaning, if you sell that property and don't 1031 it again or tenants in common it again, then you would owe the capital gains at that time. But most people, they don't hit the principal. They don't spend the principal. They live off the cash flow. So they're able to do that, 1031, 1031, 1031, 1031, or 1031 to tenants in common, to tenants in common, to tenants in common, and they just leave the principal in the deals. And they live off the cash flow. So again, no, the moment you sell a property, that capital gain is due right then. If you 1031 it, you're deferring the taxes till you sell that property. but you could 1031 that property into another property. In theory and in reality, you could do 1031s for the rest of your life and never pay the taxes. And then when it goes to your children, they don't know the taxes either because the basis gets changed. So that's what you got to do. And Steve, I'm going to send you a lady to talk to who's a 1031 specialist, and she can talk to you about tenants in common as well. But you need to call her, tell her what you're doing, because you have to have a third party accept the sale proceeds. If you sell a single family house and you put that money in your bank account, you can't 1031 it. It has to go to a third party administrator, basically. They hold the money until you find your next deal, and then they put the money in the next deal. You can't touch the money. Otherwise, it becomes a taxable event. So there you go. Let me see if there's anything else here. No, that's it. Okay, and by the way, I'm going to open the phone lines now. Anybody who has a question about anything to do with investing in real estate, give me a buzz, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. You're listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. If you have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me, as a few of you have already done. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. This is Frank, who only has 1 year of income tax returns with rental property on it. His bank is saying, look, we need 2 years of rental income to verify your income and use that against your debt-to-income ratio, DTI, debt-to-income ratio. This is a common problem, Frank, and it's real. Only a few banks, and I think they're non-conforming, would give you a loan to buy the next property if your W-2 alone doesn't give you the debt-to-income ratio that you need. So this is where people will take what I don't know any other word for it, but temporary partners. Temporary partners. This would be where, if I were you, I would join a real estate investor club, and I would find a group of real estate investors that would be willing to partner with you and sign on the loans for 1 year. Because see, 1 year from now, you're going to have two tax returns and you'll be able to qualify for your own mortgages and get them out of the deal. And it's generally not very expensive to find a partner like that. You might have to pay 10% interest instead of 4.5%. And you say, well, that's outrageous. What if you buy 6 more deals this year? And you're only using the 10% for a year. I got no problem with that, personally. Now, you may be scared of that. I suggest you rethink it, Frank. But in your situation, with only 1 year, I would take a partner, maybe even two or three. Get as many houses as you can this year using partners, then buy them all out at the end of the year when you have 2 years of tax returns and can qualify for mortgages. The other thing, Frank, is do a blanket loan at the end of the year on all of your properties. You've already got four. Let's say you pick up six more. Now you got 10. Do a blanket loan in an LLC and get them all done at once. Then you'll be able to go get Fannie Mae loans again, which are usually limited to 10. But because you set them in an LLC with a blanket loan, that gets it out of your name. And I'm gonna reply to this email because this is kind of confusing. But it gets them out of your name. Then you can start doing Fannie Mae loans and you can have up to 10 of those. As soon as you get 10 of those and you're at 20, do another LLC and get those 10 out of your name and then go get more Fannie Mae loans. The key to it, Frank, don't get discouraged. There's ways around it. Just don't stop. You know, I see people go, well, I'm going to wait a year before I buy another property. Ridiculous. Who cares if you're paying 10% for 1 year? All right. Hope that helps, Frank. Okay. Let's see what the next question is. Phone lines are open 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. This is from Nathaniel looking for a property manager. This looks like single family. Yeah. Singlefamilymind.co. Mind.co.co is outstanding. The guy who used to own that company, Steve Rosenberg, outstanding individual. He passed on his same business practices to the new company. In fact, they kept him on a while as a consultant. It's a very effective property management system. Their prices are at or below market average. So it's a win-win. So check them out. mynd.co, mind.co. Okay, this is Sean who's got four off-market duplexes. Let's see, so four duplexes, eight doors total. 100% occupied. Yeah, okay, can I join Total Wealth Academy and find investors that would partner with me on this? Absolutely. There are tons of members that would be interested in this, in partnering with you. Yeah, come take our free sample class. Just go to TotalWealthAcademy.com, click on the free sample class, come on by the office, and we'll explain everything to you in that class. But that's, looking at these numbers, this may or may not be a deal. I don't want you to get too excited. Don't join us just for this deal. If this deal doesn't work, you'll find something else. But yeah, this, God's hard to tell because it's duplexes. You're not paying much more than $100,000 a piece per door. Annual income, no expenses. Yeah. You know, Sean, send me the expenses. I just have a feeling that that annual income, 86, may not cover everything. Well, it's going to cover everything. It's just not going to leave you a lot of cash flow. And if these are inside a community where there's an HOA, this income's not even going to cover the bills. So send me the expenses, garbage, gas, electric, water, taxes, insurance, and mortgage based on whatever you're being offered. But yeah, definitely, that's why a lot of people join Total Wealth Academy. They're willing to do the work. And we've got investors who would be willing to partner with you. Okay. Phone lines are open 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Wholesaling mobile homes. Andrew, that's very interesting. I didn't think that was a thing, but it is. Wholesaling mobile homes can be, I wouldn't say highly lucrative, but you can at least make, you know, it can be a second stream of income for you, kind of a side hustle. But I would rather, Andrew, see you wholesaling single family houses. You'll make more money. There's a bigger market for them. It's a little more stable. The clientele's a little easier to work with. So don't get stuck on mobile homes. Keep an open mind and think about single family as well. But with that said, yes, that does work. I've met a few people who are doing it, but they're making $2,000 to $10,000 a deal, where on the single families, you know, it's $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 per deal. Quite a bit more profit. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. This is Harshini, and got a few problems. Oh, I think you accidentally hit send before finishing the email. So if you would, please re-email me. It's just steve@totalwealthacademy.com. And that email's open to everybody 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're at work right now and you've got a question and you can't, call me, write down my email, steve@totalwealthacademy.com, and email me this evening, and I'll get with you first thing tomorrow morning. Okay. Alicia, thank you for the email and the interesting question. How do you manage being an introvert in real estate? That's tough, because sales, real estate is all sales. You're selling the seller to sell it to you at a good deal. You're selling the bank to give you the loan. You're selling your contractor to finish on time. You're selling your tenant to lease it and pay on time. It's all sales. That's why those of you who are in sales, you have no idea how good a real estate investor you'd be if you just give it a shot. If you're good at sales, you'll be good as a real estate investor. This is just tough, because if you're a true introvert, true, meaning you can't manage it, you're going to need a partner who's not. Because this is all about human relationships, all about sales, all about communication. We'll talk more about this email when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're trying to answer a tough question from someone who's an introvert wondering what they can do in real estate. And I'm going to tell you, I think you need to work on that. And one of the best books I've ever read, and don't take this wrong, You know why introverts are introverts? Because they're always thinking about themselves. They're self-conscious. They're nervous because they're focused on themselves. Let me share a story with you to illustrate this. Napoleon Hill, who wrote Think and Grow Rich, was asked to speak to a group of 200 or 300 women who had either lost a son or their husband in World War I. And he was told he was going to speak for 5 minutes. So he stayed up all night, nervous, writing a script, this 5-minute script. And he puts the cards in his pocket, coat pocket, gets on the train the next morning, and somehow the cards fall out of his pocket without him knowing it. Well, he gets there, and he's, again, a nervous wreck, and he goes up to the general who's in charge of the event and says, look, I don't have my notes. I don't think I can do this. The general looks at him and goes, look, it's only 30 minutes. You can talk for 30 minutes. Napoleon Hill looks at him and goes, I was told it was only 5 minutes. I only wrote notes for 5 minutes, and I don't even have those. Well, they were behind the curtain, and what the general did was he separated the curtain just enough so that Napoleon Hill could see the crowd of women with nothing left of their husband or sons but a folded American flag in their lap. And the general said this to Napoleon Hill. He said, Napoleon, stop thinking about yourself. Start thinking about what you have to say to help these women deal with a catastrophic loss like this. And apparently, the speech that Napoleon Hill gave was phenomenal, but it was because he let go of himself. He stopped thinking about himself. He stopped being self-conscious. Introverts, again, my past experience, when I'm dealing with an introvert, I always feel like they're just nervous. They're thinking about themselves. They're self-aware. And it's like, forget about yourself. Focus on how you're here to help and serve the people in the real estate community, whether it's your seller or it's your banker or it's your tenant. Alicia, I think you can get over that introversion, if that's even a word, by doing that. Stop thinking about yourself. Stop being self-conscious. Stop being nervous. The way to do it, focus on them. Don't even think about yourself. Because the minute you do, it becomes obvious. People look at you as egotistical or insecure. Don't think about yourself. Think about who you're there to serve and help. And I think that will make a huge difference. The book to read is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. I believe it is. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. I would pick up that book, Alicia, immediately. And it is available in audio, I believe. So pick up the book, read it. Listen to it 2 or 3 times, and I think you'll find that your introvert slowly but surely disappears. Because if you want to make money, it's going to be difficult if you, and forgive my harshness, Alicia, if you hide behind I'm an introvert. That's going to become a crutch. It's going to become an excuse. Forget that. Grow as a human being. Focus on other people and not yourself and read that book. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve at totalwealthacademy.com. Okay. Oh, already answered that one. Huh, is this, there's a different Alicia. This is about raising rent when you do your annual inspection. Well, let's talk about inspections. I inspect, let me be careful how I say this. I have my AC guy inspect all of my units twice a year. In springtime, when I do the AC tune-up, and in winter, when I do the heater tune-up. $75 each time. And I have him walk the house. He can even take pictures if he can pull it off. But he reports back to me. I don't wait for the yearly inspection to raise rents. I'm raising rents pretty much every time a lease expires because rents are going up like crazy. So that may be what you're asking. Need to raise rent upon yearly inspection findings. I'm going to assume that that's the end of the lease and you're doing a year-end or lease-end inspection and raise the rents and so on. One of the strategies that I use is if I go into a unit and it's beat up, excuse me, that rent's going up maximum because I don't care if they move out. I want them to move out. So if the rents have moved from $1,500 to $1,700, their rents go into $1,700. But if I go into a unit and it is spick and span, perfect, instead of raising it $200, I might only raise it $100. Now, those are ridiculous numbers. I was just using that for ease. Usually, you're only raising it $25, $50, $75, $100 max. But yeah, it just depends on the condition of the property. So I agree with you that it is somewhat based on the inspection, but make sure you're doing it twice a year and just do like I do. Get your AC guy to do it. If you have an AC guy that won't do it, switch AC guys because it takes nothing. They walk through the house anyway. They can give you a quick assessment. Let's see if there's any other question here. I don't think so. Just a few kind words. Thank you for the kind words. Glad you enjoy the show. It's interesting. Some of the verbiage you use sounds like you own quite a few units. So if you don't mind, fire me an email. I'll email you back, but I'm curious as to how many units you have. If you've got over 20, you really should be moving into multifamily apartments or self-storage or RV parks or something like that. Hard to tell. Okay, let's go to the next question. Phone lines are open, 281. Oh, no, we've only got 2 minutes, so no more phone calls. If you've got a question for me, email me, steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, this is from Kendrick. I don't really understand this question. Communal home investors. If it's more than one person, they need to have an LLC or a partnership or a doing business as, or you've got to put both their names. But I would really push them, and they should, if they're doing a partnership, they should have something in writing. They should have an LLC, partnership, or corporation, or something like that, if you've got multiple buyers. And then talk to your title company about this as well, Kendrick. Ask them how they want to address this. And, you know, remember, all title companies are really, I think they're all owned by attorneys. So they've got an attorney, and they'll be able to figure out the right way to do it. Sorry, I couldn't be more help on that, Kendrick. All right, thanks everybody for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
Listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.